momentum, but it's a reoccurring thing. But they fell. It just goes, wretched. That's all I am. Now, if you say that, and if you mean that, that can lead to great despair. I have nowhere to turn. I don't want to sin, and I sin. And that's all I don't even like it, but I do it. And who's going to set me free from all of this? In the rest of verse 24, who will set me free from the body of this death? This whole body. I don't even like my body. I just can't do differently. And you become very despaired, just like the believer John is dealing with. Get into a dreadful fear. It's all over. Nothing I can do. And here this Paul being very sensitive. Look what he says in verse 8 now. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Well, what does that do? If you really understand, all right, I know I'm saved, but I'm wretched. And I'm beginning to really sense that and feel that and see that. And then the first thing he says is, okay, let's start with this fact. No condemnation. No condemnation. You've already been forgiven, cleansed, taken care of, you're saved. He's doing the same thing in chapter 8, verse 1, as John is doing in chapter 1 John 1, 9. Okay, you deny, you're fearful, just acknowledge. He's already forgiven, he's already cleansed, let's go claim what we have. Here Paul is saying, okay, we're wretched, and that's true. Yes, we are wretched, but I want you to understand something, dear people, no condemnation. You mean, even though in spite of all of this battle going on, this sin when I don't want to sin, and fail when I don't want to fail, and I can't do what I want to do, and all of that, and there's no condemnation. No condemnation. Let's start with that. Let's just start with that. No condemnation. Boy, that takes the yoke off. My yoke is light, Christ said. Boy, that takes a heavy burden off of me. But Paul, what do I do? What do I do with this? Then he says in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. Whoa, there's hope. Now he's going to show them how to overcome the struggle. See, now turn back with me to 1 John. Turn back with me to 1 John 1:9. I don't know if you see what I just went through, but to me it just jumped right out when I was working in Romans 8, 7 and 8. Now in 1 John 1:9, by the same type of setup in verse 8, we hear the condition. It's an unusual condition. By that I mean unusual in the Bible. If we say that we have no sin, we deny. We are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. But don't worry about that. If we acknowledge, if we confess, become aware of these, and don't be afraid to do so, God. He is faithful and righteous to have already forgiven, to have already cleansed from all unrighteousness. It's already done. Forgiving and cleansing are yours. You may not understand it. In fact, many believers do not understand that they are already forgiven and cleansed at salvation. And so they work to do something and to get right. This is why a lot of people